That was Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street. Good afternoon, boys, boy lovers, girls, girl lovers, and everyone in between. You are listening to the World Unity Radio Network. I am your host this afternoon, DJ Ryan James. I decided it's been a while since I had done a show, so I figured I'd do a show today and hopefully get a few listeners and try to get into the groove again. You know how life gets sometimes. You sit there and work. I've been dealing with school, work, running a business, all this other shit going on in life. That sometimes it takes, you know, it's a little rough to get things done and be able to deal with the online life as well. So I decided, you know, like I said, time to get back into the groove of things and get some music going. Hopefully promote the website, you know, worldunityradio.net, obviously. If you're listening, you already know that. And as well as the home site, worldunity.net, world-unity.net. As well as, you know, through a few shout-outs through for the other websites out there. There are a few that I frequent and that are very well organized and all that. But anyways, on about today's show, today we are going to do a tribute to Motown. I was just kind of watching TV, listening to music one day, and a couple songs popped on that kind of just got me thinking. You know, it's like you hear all these radio shows, and I mean, nothing against the guys over at Weird. You guys do a great job. I personally don't listen just because I don't have time, but they do a great job, and they have a good listener base and very talented DJs over there. But, you know, they do the oldies, they do the newbies, they do the rock, they do the hip-hop, they do a little bit of everything. But no one ever really did, as far as I know, a tribute to Motown, one of the greatest record labels of all time. Started way back in 1959 by Gordy Berry. You know, they did. Motown pretty much shaped the way music is today. You have people, you know, you had groups like the Commodores, the Temptations, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wilde, the Four Tops, Smokey Robinson, the Jackson Five. You know, you have all these amazing groups that shaped the way we listen to music today. And what was great about Motown is, to be a part of Motown, you actually had to have talent. You know, back in those days, they didn't have the auto-tune and, you know, computers and everything else that, you know, did the work for them. All they had to do is spout some words into a microphone, and the computer did the rest of the work for them, and they had a record. Another reason why I chose to do Motown today, I remember back as a young lad, who I would say around the 9, 10, 11 year age, I actually had a cassette that was like a Motown's greatest hits. Had, you know, like Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, the Temptations. And I would actually listen to this cassette tape at night to help me fall asleep. So, you know, it was a lot of great music back in the day, and hoping that, you know, maybe some of you guys know the song, some of you guys may not. Maybe the ones that you don't know, or I've never heard before, or anything like that. Maybe, you know, you get a better understanding of how music was back in the day, and, you know, maybe gain a new appreciation for some of the talent that was actually out there in yesteryear. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and shut up and start getting some music going. One of my favorite, all-time favorite Motown groups, of course, was the Temptations. And one of their greatest hits of all time, obviously, was My Girl. Made a movie out of it. Obviously, you guys know, with Macaulay Culkin. Yep. he was such a cutie in that movie, and it's a shame he had to die, but, you know, sometimes shit happens. So, anyways, here we go with a little of The Temptations singing My Girl. That was The Temptations with My Girl. I know a lot of us, especially us boy lovers, you know, not so much for the girl lovers, because obviously the song fits for them. Some of us boy lovers, I know, I'm sure, I know I did a few times as I got older, that we used to change it from My Girl to My Boy. But we also had, you also had Mary Wells who sang My Guy, which worked well for us. We could change the guy to boy, and it still worked out very well. But yeah, as I was saying, you know, Motown was a great record label. I believe they were bought out sometime in the early 2000s by Universal. Of course, you know, not as iconic as they were back in the day. I also forgot to mention earlier, Motown was based out of Detroit, Michigan. The city of Detroit is even nicknamed Motown, and like I said, it was just a city of music. I mean, that's all they did was music. You know, two things that probably Detroit and Michigan in particular were known for was their music with Motown, and obviously the automotive industry. But yeah, I really didn't prepare that much for today. I'm just, you know, kind of talking and rambling on, so please forgive me. Another great song that came out back in the day, by Marvin Gaye, and actually was a duet with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. I remember hearing this song a lot, and it was even in a couple of comedy movies. If I remember correctly, it was either in Hot Shots or Hot Shots Part 2. Great comedy with Charlie Sheen and, you know, a bunch of other people I can't remember right now. But anyways, here we go. Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston with It Takes Two. It Takes Two. But yeah, that was a good song. Yeah, it does take two. And of course, three is a crowd, and four is, well, an orgy. Yeah. excuse me. But yeah, again, you know, a lot of this music is, you know, really old, and surprisingly, most of this music was very short. You know, most of the songs here, you know, that you'll listen to today, they're pretty much under 3 minutes. Whereas nowadays, you know, you see songs upwards of 6-7 minutes. If you look at, what is it, Meatloaf, you know, I Would Do Anything for Love, that thing's like 13-14 minutes long. But a lot of times, you know, as the songs get longer, you're getting more and more repetition. Whereas, you know, back in the day, music was short, sweet, 1, 2, maybe 3 verses, chorus, and you were done. Songs were great back then, obviously, and I don't know, I've said this a million times, and, but, you know, it's great. God, I really need to learn to, start, preparing a little bit more, having some notes with me, but that's okay. I prefer the spontaneity of the thing, and, you know, it makes it more fun and more realistic. It's not, you know, it doesn't feel so scripted, but, again, you know, like I said, Motown, greatest music of all time. Best part is when you have a young friend and you sit there and you let them listen to the music, and you show them some of the stuff that you did back in the, you know, some of the music you used to listen to and everything else, and then they hear the music, you know, some of this Motown music, and they're like, oh wow, this music is really good. It tends to, you know, be like, you know, cool, you know, someone of the younger generation actually enjoying the music of yesteryear. But how can you not love this music? In all honesty, I mean, they all had a good beat. Excuse me. The beats were different. It wasn't saying you weren't hearing the same notes over and over and over again. A lot of the music today, and a lot of the bands that I've seen today, and seriously, I mean, you'll have four different songs, and you can barely tell them apart until they actually start singing the words, because the notes and the tunes, it's all the same, you know, and the same chords and everything else. So, but anyways, I digress. Back to the music again. You know, we got a lot of music going on today. Probably not gonna speak too much. I will throw some shout outs out there. Of course, the first shout out I'm gonna go ahead and give out to is the new Enchanted Island. EI, they were down for a good 6 to 8 months. Used to be at enchantedisland.com. Now they have moved to a new domain name, enchantedisland.online. New board software, new management. So far, they're looking good. They're still kind of in their, you know, it's still kind of in its infancy, even though it was an established board. But because of the new ownership and the new board software and the new domain name, it's, you know, still kind of in its infancy. You know, they're definitely trying, and for the most part, succeeding in keeping up with the original Enchanted Island's legacy, with Kermy, God rest his soul. He was a great man, by the way. But again, a shout out to the Enchanted Island and everybody over there. Anybody who's listening, which isn't very many because I only have 4 listeners right now. But that's okay because, as always, my shows are archived and will be uploaded within 24 hours so that anybody who missed the show will be able to listen in and we can link to it from there. Anyways, back to the music. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of the Supremes with Baby Love. that was The Supremes with Baby Love. Yeah, one thing I've noticed when, you know, scrolling through all my Motown music that I have, I noticed that there's a lot of it has to do with deal with love and losing love and, you know, being in love and that and partying. You know, so it's kind of a wide range, but definitely some great music, and you know, and anyways, I'm gonna try to get my thoughts together. I'm gonna play probably two or three good songs back to back to back, and we'll go from there. But right now, next is Stevie Wonder with Uptight. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
And that was I've Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. And before that was The Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There. One thing I used to love about I Heard It Through the Grapevine, of course, you know, if anybody who's anybody in the older generation, obviously, knows anything, I Heard It Through the Grapevine was the biggest hit of all time for the California Raisins. Kind of funny that, you know, they were the California Raisins, and Marvin Gaye was a Motown artist out of Detroit, Michigan, halfway across the country. But it was such a great and powerful song. Like I said, Motown was very influential, and all that fun and good stuff. I'm in the chats right now. You can also, if you're listening in, you can also join me in the IRC chat for the World Unity Radio Network. If you're listening in through the website at worldunityradio.net, there should be when you're listening, there should be down below a chat with us link, which you just put in a username and click connect, and you join in on the in the chat here with us. Right now it's very dead, but of course, again, I only have at current 5 listeners, so you know how it goes sometimes. You know, I don't do regular shows, so I don't have a chance to build that listenership, that loyal listenership. I'm slowly working on that. I'm hoping to be able to do a show once a month. I believe we are in the third Saturday of the month, so maybe I'll start doing my shows every third Saturday of the month. In one of the other chats that I'm in, because I'm currently in about 5 different chat rooms, couple different instant messenger accounts and everything else, you know, I try to keep in touch with all my listeners and anybody who potentially might be listening, as well as getting in contact with my friends and encouraging them to listen in. But in one of the other chats, someone had mentioned something about United. I'm not sure what comment he was referring to, but he said, you know, something about uniting them and everything else. And that was one thing that I had discussed back in January for my New Year's show about uniting the not just the Boy Love community as a whole, but as well as the entire minor attracted person community, i.e. boy lovers, girl lovers, child lovers, trying in some form or another to unite them. The first thing that I had suggested, but I never got contacted back from them, was a partnership with the Weird Radio Network over at EIRdigital.com. Again, great station, a lot of listeners, a lot of DJs. They have probably a dozen or so DJs, and they do, like 5 or 6 DJs, but they do at least a dozen shows a week. One thing I had suggested was potentially doing a simulcast system to where they not only are they broadcasting a live show on EIR Digital's website, but also through the World Unity Radio Network's website. I even suggested and hopefully was trying to, but ultimately failed, to broadcast my New Year's show, not only on exclusively on the World Unity Radio Network, but as well on the EIR Digital site. That way, not only would I have the listeners from my site, but as well, you know, from my radio station, but as well from their radio station, and collaborative, and bringing the community closer together. Unfortunately, it failed because I was never contacted back from the persons who run that radio station, which is fine with me. You know, I'm not going to try to push anything. If any of them are listening today, you know, It's still an offer that I would love to do. Again, you know, just as a way of building the community and bringing the community closer together. Another thing that I had suggested was creating some kind of single sign-on system, SSO system, similar to like what Facebook has, where, you know, like you go to you have a Facebook account. Many of us don't, I understand that, but say you have a Facebook account and you go into another website that, you know, another forum or whatever that needs, that you want to join, or a game site or whatever, and instead of having to create a whole brand new login with new passwords and all that, you can just click on login using Facebook. Now you have one login for all these different sites. The reason why I said that is because of the vast amount of boy love, girl love, child love websites out there, forums, web boards, social net. Well, there's only one social network site for minor attracted persons, and that is the World Unity. But forums, blogs, etc. Instead of a person having to create a different login for each site, they would be able to just log in using one centralized login system. Again, that was something that was thought up, and it's something that World Unity is actually working on with another website, another forum, but that's neither here nor there. That's kind of been put on the back burner for right now. Another thing for the sites that don't want to have a single sign-on or anything like that, having a centralized chat system. World Unity is in a collaborative effort with the youngcity.org right now, which is another minor attracted person web forum. They're geared more towards not just boy lovers, but also girl lovers, child lovers, non-binary, transgender, just everybody, really. And they have a short chat room via Discord, whereas World Unity uses an IRC chat server that is located on the World Unity server itself, completely encrypted, the whole nine yards. Of course, you know, because we feel safety is number one priority with anything related to minor attracted persons. But the way it's set up is, someone's on the Young City chat, in the Young City chat, Discord chat, they type a message in the global chat room. Not only is that message posted on the Discord chat, but it is also posted within the IRC chat for World Unity. And vice versa, someone in World Unity types in World Unity, the persons over at Young City also see that. Kind of a way of bringing you know, different communities together without having them to worry about having to join a different board to chat with different people, a way to make new friends, etc., etc. That is another thing that's been worked on, and I'm hoping to sometime this year get in contact with a couple other of the web forums out there and see if that's something they would be interested in. Either, you know, linking directly to the World Unity IRC chat server and using it as a centralized, basically a centralized chat room, or maybe having them create their own Discord server where they can have control over everything there, and just linking it to the IRC. That way, you know, they're still connected. They're separate, but they're connected. Just little things that, you know, World Unity is trying to do to unite the world, basically. You know, unite the world of minor attracted persons. I know there's always going to be differences, there's always going to be drama, there's always going to be, you know, differences of opinion, all this other shit, but there still should be a centralized place for everybody. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, I'm rambling again. Let's get back to the music. This is obviously a site for a radio station for boy lovers, girl lovers, and yes, I've talked about it, but we haven't had any young artists. So, we are going to get some music going, and we are going to play a song probably by one of the greatest boy bands of all time back in the day. You know him as the Jackson 5 with young Michael Jackson. God, he was such a cutie, even though, you know, and all that. that was the Marvelettes with Please, Mr. Postman, with Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. Prior to that, I thought those two songs would kind of go kind of cool together. It was just kind of funny, you know, how talking about Signed, Sealed, Delivered, like a letter, and Marvelettes singing Please, Mr. Postman, where's is that letter for me? You know, I kind of like to play around with stupid shit like that, but anyways, again, like I said, I was discussing earlier about the global chats and everything else, and the globalists. I think if there was just a global chat room, even, that would be a lot better, even without the, you know, without the have to worry about, you know, anything like that, but, yeah, and that's something that can be discussed with, you know, owners of anybody who's, any of the websites that are listening in today or anything like that, but anyways, we have been listening to a lot of Motown music today. In fact, it's all been all Motown. Most of it's been a lot of the older stuff, but let's start getting into a little bit of the newer stuff, like in the 80s and even a couple of songs from the 90s. Because as you know, as you may not know, back in 2009, Motown Records actually turned 50 years old. Again, like I said, started in 1959 by Barry Gordy. And, but here's actually a couple of, there's actually been a few of the few artists that I did not even know were considered Motown artists, were part of Motown Records. But thinking back on it, it's like, oh yeah, right, that's right. They were out of Detroit, Michigan, so obviously they would have been part of Motown Records. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and get back to a couple more songs. I only got about maybe 10 more minutes left in my show for today. I've got a lot of running around and errands to do. I actually have my own business, and I have to go pick up some checks and make sure my customers pay me, because obviously I can't run, you know, can't do anything without any money. And speaking of money, you know, anybody who's interested helping out with server costs, because obviously running a server with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, like 4 websites plus the radio station, you know, it costs money, unfortunately. And you know, I'm fronting all those costs myself for the World Unity server, which houses worldunity.net, worldunityradio.net, Ethos Magazine, another great boy love magazine that's out there right now. They've been doing really well at publishing issues every 3 to 4, I believe 3 months every quarter, doing 4 magazines a year. They are a basically predecessor to the Modern Boy Love magazine, which kind of went defunct, unfortunately, due to the owners just kind of falling out and staff just not being dedicated enough. So, you know, and I was part of that staff. I was one of the directors for Modern Boy Lover magazine. Unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't get shit done, couldn't get organized. So I'm glad that Ethos Magazine has done what it has done to keep things going. And, but anyways, you know, if you're interested in making any type of donation to help out with server costs or anything like that, feel free to hit me up with a message. You can hit me up through the World Unity IRC chat. You can connect to that via the world-unity.net website if you are a member there. Or you can also log in without having to create an account through worldunityradio.net. Via the chat there, they connect to this. They are actually the same chat room, so they connect together. Again, keeping with that unified system. You can also message me. Private message me on enchantedisland.online, youngcity.org. If I'm on one of the Discord servers that you're on, you know, I'm Ryan James on the Discord servers. On my Skype, RyanJames6878. I also have Talks. If you guys want, you know, if you feel more safer doing that, you know, shoot me your Talks ID via any of the other chat, you know, PM systems on any of the boards that you know that Ryan James is on. I am Ryan James across all of the Boy Love boards that are out there. So, you know, and if you're listening in, I'm probably part of the board that you're on because I've advertised on that board. So, But anyways, you know, we're going to keep up with that. And again, getting back to the music, we're going to do a little bit of something like, again, another band, another group that I never really thought was Motown, but they are part of the Motown collection that I have, so obviously they are. But here is DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night.
And all of the madness has got you going crazy. It's time to get out, step out into the street, where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away, underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on. We'll be right back.
let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
And that was Lionel Richie's All Night Long. Again, another great artist from the Motown days. He's kind of early, you know, he's kind of more in the 90s and all that good shit. But, yeah. Again, we're getting close to the end of my show. I, you know, don't have really much more to talk about. I do have another hour and a half's worth of music. But, again, I have other shit that I have to do today, so I only scheduled out about an hour for my show today. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for coming in. All peaked at 6 of them, so and 4 current. I'd like to thank my listeners for listening in today. Thank you for EnchantedIsland.online for their promotion, last-minute promotion of my show today, as well as promotion on YoungCity.org, their Discord chat, the Ethos Magazine Discord chat. I also promoted on the another Discord chat that I'm in, Beauty of Boys. I'm not a member of that blog, but I am a member of their Discord chat, and it is a wonderful chat as well. A lot of great people there, a lot of great people on Young City. Shouts out to, again, Enchanted Island, Young City, Weird Radio, Ethos Magazine. If I miss you, I apologize. I'm just thinking of the first ones that are on the top of my head. Again, I want to try to unite the world with the radio, either the radio, the chats, the single sign on whatever, you know, something just to, you know, bringing the boards together, bringing the community together, because in the end, that's what we need to do if we want to be able to truly be able to love the people we love, the persons we love, the boys we love, the girls we love, whatever, without fear of repercussions, even if it's just, you know, platonic love. I'm not even talking, you know, any type of sexual relationship or anything like that. That's not even on the table at this moment. Just being able to say, you know, walk up to, you know, a someone's parents say, hey, you know what, your son's really cute. You know, or be able to walk up to a kid and, you know, at the grocery store say hi without someone thinking, oh my god, he's a fucking child molester or whatever. To be able to fight for these rights, we gotta come together. And if we can come together as a community online, I think it would help us to build as a community in real life in general. I have met many boy lovers online. I have met them in real life. Some of them, yes, are in prison right now. Some of them are still great friends with me today. I have plans to with others to meet more, you know, coming down the road. You know, it's just, again, building that community, building those friendships, and hopefully down the road getting everything done and set up and going that far. But anyways, we are going to finish off with one of the newer Motown artists. They're not so new anymore, but they're, you know, one of the greats from the mid to late 90s. Probably one of the greatest harmonizers of that era. The best part about them is even when they did live shows, they sounded exactly like they were their records. The records and their live shows, you could not tell the difference because they did not lip sync, for one. That was no. And also, they did not use any type of auto-tune, auto-correction, or anything like that to change their voices in any way. So when they did their live shows, they actually sounded like their albums, which is amazing for anything. But another great, basically, boy band, all-male band out of Michigan, Motown, Philly, all that area. Here it is, with Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Right.
Alrighty, thank you for listening, everybody, today, and I just had one more quick thing to throw out there before I went offline. World Unity Radio Network is looking for DJs currently. If you are interested or know someone who might be interested, have them get in contact with Ryan James. They can even email me at ryanjames@worldunity.net. That is ryanjames@world-unity.net. Again, thank you all for listening in, and I will be archiving the show here in just a little bit. Looking for it on the archive page, where on the worldunityradio.net website, you can listen to past shows. You can listen to just about every show that I have ever put on, except for the couple that I forgot to record and archive. But, yeah, you can listen to some of my past shows. I've done many shows over the last 2 years or so, originally with KVLR, when that went down because of other certain situations, it was resurrected as the World Unity Radio Network, to coincide with the new World Unity website. So, again, if you're interested in becoming a DJ, or would like to DJ, or even do a guest DJ show, get in contact with me. If you know anybody, have them get in contact with me. Again, thank you for listening, and make sure to show that person, that young boy, that young girl, whoever you love, make sure you give them all the love that they need and all the love they deserve. Thank you, and good day.